and it is by breaking the law that protects our heritage that we create the new heritage that is worth protecting. And the same strategies used to expand the power to be the same strategy to restrict it. And because of fabricated fears, we tolerate more control, which generates more power and ultimately our enslavement. And vitality can only be reached challenging every law keeping us in our mediocrity. And the only spiritual focus we shall have is that on precarious balances. And progress in the end may only be a consolidation of what we have already achieved in the past. And the problem is not becoming poor, but not being used to be poor. And the more blind is our faith to a specific doctrine, the more we are dangerous for humanity. And in our saturated commodities, the most useful things is the removal of useful things. And at the base of almost total emancipation of humanity from any form of slavery is the striving of each of us for self-autonomy. And one should be judged mostly based on how one wishes to be ultimately compensated in life. And the more power one gains, the more he or she can make the others powerless. And cheating is not working, but generating slaves to work for us. And our virtue shall be measured based on our natural will, while our vices based on our will for the worldly. And humans have survived thousands of years with a morality suggesting to look inward, and only a few hundreds with a morality suggesting to look outward. And any transcendentalist practice is but the admonishment that its civilization is growing imperialistic. And while local solidarity can be most beneficial, a long distance one can be most harmful. And what is most scary is not the abnormal, but that the later is becoming the new normal. And the more we force things on one side, the more they will spin back the opposite side. We either part of a system and learn to do a tiny bit, or make our own system and relearn to be autonomous. And as soon as a value gets official, it becomes its counter value. And in a state of enforced solidarity, the only solidarity starts by healing our own nature. And on the other side of the spectrum of being social is not necessarily being egoist, but also being intimate. And the very tools of enslavement used in a different scale can be used for self-liberation and vice versa. And there is nothing worse than someone setting up a profile for his or herself. And there is nothing best than the non-profile. And if a community is forced to get back to the cave to survive, it better make sure one stays out in the open. And as the natural resources gets compromised, the only social adaptation left is to feed on garbage. And we only managed to replace the infinite natural variety with the infinite social redundancy. And morality per se, it's not bad, but it is the dogmatification of it that is utterly immoral. And truth hurts feelings, but only until the time it reports on lasts. And it is not about finding the freedom, but finding the freedom to be focused. And we consume nature to change our environment when we should only use our own selves to appreciate it. And the question is not our political view, but whether we stand the reduction of humanity into the social stable. And to make an historical truth, most importantly, we shall be true to ourselves. And in reality, in the end, to defeat any villain, one ought to become one. And we can be conservative to maintain a natural order and actually be innovative, or we can be conservative to maintain a social order and bring humanity to collapse. And we may dwell within a certain power framework, but never for too long, so as not to contaminate our autonomy. And one ought to be continuously practicing to be a slave as much as one ought to be continuously practicing to keep free. And poetry, in the end, is the only profession in which we can fully focus to establish an intimacy with our lives. And so it is that modern history will evolve with new leaders promising equality and then sizing powers for themselves. And at most, those who claim to work for the community will only manage to get them more drunk, whatever substance it may be. And it isn't a question about faith, but whether someone is dumb enough to rehearse that of an institution. And every medium, in the end, is the altar of a new religion with its own dogmatic moral. And only letting our lives develop organically, we will experience that the beginning and the end will meet at some level. And poetry at its ultimate level is intimacy, and thus politics is its antithesis. And so it is that the work we put under one ideology is the work we have to destroy under another. And we shouldn't pray to be more socially successful, as spiritual success lies in not being successful. And to be all equal may in the end result in being all incompatible. And it isn't about wondering why certain people take certain sides, but about why people overall take sides. And the only true effect of social duties is to make us completely unable to fulfill our natural ones. And the problem is not per se commodities, but the fact that they should be used as mediums to achieve something else rather than the final goal itself. And from the fake morality to do everything to progress socially, we ought to replace the morality of taking care of ourselves. And the same growing apart grows on one hand soft and on the other hard. And what the left calls fear and right calls pride may be only conformism. And so lost in debating what is the right method, the contemporary intellectual never seems to apply himself. And humanity as a whole can only live if each human is willing to die. And everyone has its duty, especially those who fulfill the ones that society doesn't think of. And only mediocre people can openly share, as people above the norm will face retaliation. And it is good to know that sooner or later, wanting to know beyond our human faculties becomes harmful. And one only thing we can have a sovereignty of, and that is an intimacy we lose wanting to have a sovereignty over our land.